Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Mind Prey by John Sanford, narrated by Richard Ferrone. This work, copyrighted 1995 by John Sanford, is recorded by arrangement with Simon & Schuster Audio Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1995 by Recorded Books Incorporated. And now, Mind Prey.
Chapter 1. The storm blew up late in the afternoon, tight gray clouds hustling over the lake like dirty, balled-up sweat socks spilling from a basket. A chilly wind knocked leaves from the elms, oaks, and maples at the water's edge. The white phlox and black-eyed Susans bowed their heads before it. The end of summer. Too soon. John Mayle walked down the floating dock at Irv's Boatworks through the scents of premix gasoline, dead drying minnows, and moss, the old man trailing behind with his hands in the pockets of his worn gabardines. John Mayle didn't know about old-style machinery, chokes, priming bulbs, carburetors, all that. He knew diodes and resistors, the strengths of one chip and the weaknesses of another. But in Minnesota, boat lore is considered part of the genetic pattern. He had no trouble renting a 14-foot Lund with a 9.9 Johnson outboard. A driver's license and a $20 deposit were all he needed at Irv's. Mayle stepped down into the boat and with an open hand wiped a film of water from the bench seat and sat down. Irv squatted beside the boat and showed him how to start the motor.